A reading from the Gospel of John. This is a testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" John confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" And he said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now, they had been sent from the Pharisees. The Pharisees asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" And John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The word of the Lord. What should you do to be a faithful follower of Jesus? I cannot tell you. And if I told you what to do and you did it, even if it was the will of God for you, you would be followers of me and not of Jesus. We are to follow that voice of Jesus, and there are a million voices that will tell us exactly what to do. But we're not to listen to those voices. This is the dilemma that John faces and faces well. Are you the Messiah? We need a Messiah. Tempting, but he knows he is not the Messiah. What then? Elijah? No. The prophet? No. What are you then? And he pulls out this other Old Testament image. I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. They have a lot of parts they would like John to play, but that was not one of them. But John knows what part he is to play. And he won't be distracted by other parts that are foisted on him, by other voices telling him who to be. He listens to that voice that he has known his whole life. Indeed, he heard in the womb when Mary came to visit his mother Elizabeth. That's the voice that John follows. And it's a voice that doesn't even have a model in his day. It doesn't quite fit. He's doing things wrong. The Pharisees ask him, "Look, if you're not the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet, then why are you baptizing? That is not your job." And yet John knows in his heart that it is. And he doesn't know who the Messiah is, but he knows that the Messiah is far greater than him, and he has no delusions of grandiosity. But he knows his part is to prepare for the Messiah and to point to the Messiah when the Messiah comes, and he will recognize the Messiah when he comes. John accepts none of the other voices that try to lay a claim on him, and instead he clings to the authentic voice of God inside him and has a preposterous ministry and a preposterously effective ministry because of that. We could hope to do the same. Would that we find our voices find what God is asking us to do amidst all of those other voices and have the courage to do that thing. I think this is a challenging good news for today.